Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to Cross Encounters. Christmas television adverts continually remind us that pets aren't just for Christmas, but for a lifetime. While those puppies and kittens, not to mention snakes and lizards and rats, might look cute and cuddly, they are also demanding, hard work, and utterly dependent upon their owner's care and love. Unfortunately, this message doesn't seem to be heeded by many. The Battersea Dogs and Cats Home receives 3,000 cats and 7,800 dogs annually, and that's just one animal shelter. While a percentage of these pets are handed in by heartbroken owners who are no longer able to care for their beloved companions, but the vast majority of them have been given up by people who just haven't counted the cost, financial, time, and emotional, of having a pet. Sometimes I wonder if being a Christian shouldn't come with some kind of advertising campaign, stating that following Jesus Christ isn't just for Sundays, but for every day of our lives. While Christianity may appear cute and cuddly on Christmas Eve or Easter Sunday, following Jesus Christ means picking up your cross and having your old sinful desires and ways crucified with Him. Being a Christian means being totally dependent on God's care and love for you, rather than having God at our beck and call. Sadly, it appears that far too many Christians today view God as being at their disposal. They follow because God will give them what they want: prosperity, health, good marriage and family, success, etc. Not what they need: the forgiveness of sins, the defeat of death, etc. In essence, we attempt to master God. If God loves me, then He will. You just fill in the blank for me. And when God does not, again, you fill in the blank for me, then I will get angry with Him, and I'll blame Him for not living up to my expectations of Him. Where is He? Why is He punishing me? Why have I bothered believing in Him in the first place if He won't even answer my prayers? Or should I say, demands? So people decide to hand God back into the unwanted deity shelter. A certain percentage will indeed be heartbroken, as they really wanted to love and care for God. But most will just give up, as they failed to count the cost of following Jesus as Lord. I am constantly amazed by Christians who no longer attend the divine service because they are angry with God. Perhaps they feel this way because of illness, family difficulties, financial troubles, or the death of a loved one, or failure in their vocations. They cannot come right out and say it, but I wonder if they're trying to teach God a lesson. If you don't do as I think you should, then I'm not going to go to church and worship you. Maybe then God will learn who the boss is. What foolishness. Can we really teach God anything? No, by not attending worship, we only hurt and damage ourselves. We make things worse for ourselves by refusing to worship God, because we did not get what we wanted, whether for someone else or ourselves. And often, what we want for ourselves is pretty selfish. We fail to receive what we really need: God's mercy for sinners. There is another foolishness that can arise with those who do attend worship, but who believe and therefore live out the view that 1 hour is enough. We then fail to read the Bible, to pray, to share our faith. We don't want the pastor bothering us with emails or phone calls, or heaven forbid, a visit. These things will take too much of our valuable time, energy, and commitment, which we could have better spent with something or someone else. We view worship as something we need to do, a chore, a task. Any thought of pleasure or relief or comfort or support is far from our minds. Here we might learn from our pets. My cat loves to come and sit with me a couple of times each day. He does so not because he has to, but because he wants to. He just loves to cuddle up and be stroked and know that he is loved and cared for. So each day we ought to run to God, to seek his favor in Christ, and to experience his love and care. It is more than what we ought to do. It is what we want to do. Being a Christian isn't just for Sundays. It's for a lifetime and beyond. But don't try to use God, for that will only backfire on you. Instead, bow your knee before him. Confess your sins and your needs. Receive his word of forgiveness. And truly and gladly worship him now and forever, for he is your Lord and your Savior. Let us pray. O Lord, we implore you, let your continual pity cleanse and defend your church. And because she cannot continue in safety without your aid, preserve her evermore by your help and your goodness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.